and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the fifth week of Lent, and from the United States, we have a preacher who is new to The Word, Linda Lisakowski, an advanced certified fundraising executive, author of about 40 books, and an Adrian Dominican associate. Linda is active in St. Bernadette Catholic Church in Kansas City, Missouri, and her preaching today is entitled, What Would Jesus Write About Us?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Early in the morning, he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman has been caught in the very act of adultery. Now, in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to him so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "Not one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Word of the Lord. After reading that lengthy reading on the book of from the book of Daniel on Susanna, the gospel relates quite well. We again hear of the elders condemning a woman, in this case, perhaps justly, perhaps unjustly. In Susanna's case, Daniel came to the rescue and wisely separated the men for questioning, proving that they were lying. In the case of the unnamed woman in this gospel, there is no one to come to her defense, and we do not know if she was guilty or innocent. I guess this reading has always brought out the feminist in me, because I've always thought, why not stone the man who she committed adultery with, too? After all, it takes two to tango. But this woman had one more powerful than Daniel. She had the man who could actually forgive her and ask her to sin no more. Perhaps the first priest to administer the rite of reconciliation. Another thing I've always wondered about is, what exactly did Jesus write on the ground? He seemed so intent in finishing his writing. Did he write the sins of all those about to stone this woman? Greed, gluttony, avarice, gossip, unforgiveness, malice, theft, maybe even adultery? Or did he write words of comfort for the woman? "I forgive you. I love you. You can be healed." Or did he write words of instruction for the onlookers? "God will forgive you as you forgive each other. Love your neighbor as yourself. Judge not, lest you be judged." I wonder what words Jesus would write to us on the ground. When I chose this date to preach, I chose it because it was my father's birthday. When I saw the readings, I thought they were very suitable because my middle name is Suzanne, and I have always felt empathy for Susanna. Not because I was ever accused of adultery, but because I have sometimes been accused of doing something I was not guilty of. Haven't we all experienced that? Today is also the birthday of one of my 14 great-grandchildren, who was born on what would have been my father's 100th birthday. This child was born prematurely and weighed 2 pounds, 2 ounces. The nurses said that we had a miracle baby who didn't need oxygen 24/7 and is now a healthy 17-year-old. This child happens to be transgender, and I know that many people judge Alex just as they judge Susanna and the woman caught in adultery. How often do we judge someone? Perhaps we can think of these women before we judge anyone, be they LGBTQ, an immigrant, a homeless person, or a friend or relative who does not share our values and beliefs. Let us think about the words Jesus might write on the ground for us. God bless you.